started and substituting for the Rav. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis, and we're in the Mechaber in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. It's at the end of Amud Mem Zayin by the Mishnah Berurah where the Sif Katan Pei Beis. Remember, it's at the end of this Amud here. So you see the Mechaber, he starts with the word Im Nagu. You see it? Im Nagu. So we're in the Mechaber, not in the Mishnah Berurah. Im Nagu Ragla, and we're discussing the halachas of Chaktechais and Chafidron, that we can't create the Surah of the Ois by erasing, have to write the Ois. And then there's another issue, is that if he wrote further and he needs to write, then we have a problem of Shlaka Sidron that is written out of order. So he'd have to erase all the words up to the point where he made the mistake, we have to rewrite. So let's see now more examples of this. Imnagu ragle hahe v'akuf begag. If the bottom of the he and the kuf are touching the gag, so that's this picture over here. You can see here's a hay and here's a kuf. And even if we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's a mashahu that's touching the gag, so that doesn't have the tzura of the ois. The proper tzura of the ois is that the hay and the regal of the hay and the regal of the kuf are dangling. And mimela, if it's touching, even though obviously a child would read that as a hay or a kuf, because it's just a mashu that's touching, but lamaise, since it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois, it's connected, so then it's puzzle. And now we're going to talk about the tikkun. So the hay and the kuf are touching the gag. Yigrar ha'regel, he has to erase the entire regel. V'yachzer v'yichtavena, and then he has to go back and rewrite the regel. In other words, the point over here is that it does not suffice to just erase that hairline connection between the hay, the regal of the hay and the gag of the hay, or the regal of the kuf and the gag of the kuf. That's not sufficient. He has to actually erase the whole regal. And as far as something that we've mentioned before, which is that what was written, the stool, what was written in a way that was puzzle, we have to get rid of that whole error. So since the regal of the kuf or the regal of the hay were written erroneously, then he has to erase the entire regal. Vein tarach ligor kol ha'ois. He does not, however, have to erase the entire ois. He does not have to erase the gag of the ois. Ki gag kedin nichta. Because the gag itself was written properly. In other words, we're assuming that the first was written the gag, and the top of the ois, and then afterwards was written the regal, the leg of the ois. So since the gag itself, as it was written properly, then that's not a problem. That later was written the regal. So it only has to erase the regal. Let's stop and just see the Mishnah Berurah about this point that we've saw so far. Pei Beis on the Aleph again. Im Nagu, we said, if they're touching, aval im yesh hefsek dak, if there's a hefsek dak, a very, very narrow separation between the leg and the gag, is no problem. Afilu rak kechut ha-sayru kasher, even if it's a hair's breadth, a maisei, if it's not touching, then it's kasher. Pei Gemo, ahe. But it is possible if it's touching, even if it's a hair's breadth. Af im nidbak rak kechut ha-sayru, even if it's just touching a hair's breadth, bo'ifin shatimuk yadeyashu hei. A child would look at it, he would see clearly that it's a hei, he'd read it as a hei. Filu hachi, even still, tarik ligra kol ha-regel. We need to erase the entire regal. And what's the reason for this? Because the ain't through us, ois, alav, so long as the image of the ois is not on it, kamoisha nimsra la moisha misinai, the way that we have a maser to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, and shame ois alav. It doesn't have the shame ha ois. So even though peripherally we look at it as a hay, but that's only because we have the ikar in our minds, the image of what a hay should be. But lamaisi, this is not the proper. This is not the proper picture, since there is some connection between the leg and the roof, the top of the hay. That's not proper. And we came the kuf. Same thing with the kuf. It has to be hanging. Mahani kriyas atinuk. It will not help us the kriyas atinuk, because the whole concept of kriyas atinuk is when there's some kind of ambiguity, and we need the tinuk to show us if it's proper. He wants to know if he wrote a vav long enough, it maybe looks like a yud, but the kid reads it as a yud, so then we can assume that the taco looks, if the kid reads it as a vav, we can assume that the taco looks like a vav and not a yud. He will help us to clarify what our lack of clarity was. Mas'enken, if we see for a fact, halakhically, that this is not the Tzuras Ha'ois, even though the child may be deceived and will overlook the halakha consideration that it's attached to the roof of the letter, but that's not sufficient for us. Pei Dalet. Yigur, so what does he have to do? He has to erase the entire leg. V'loy mahani hafrada ba'alma. It's not enough just to erase that place where it's connected. Why? Mishum dehevi kechaf teichet. Because then he's creating the tzura of the ois. He's making the image of the ois by erasing. In other words, since we have over here a halacha that the hay and the kuf has to be hanging, and as long as it's connected, it doesn't have the shame ois. So by erasing that connection, even though it seems like an insignificant, it's just a hair's breadth, doesn't seem like he's doing something so major, but almighty, this is what's giving it the kashrus, the shame of the ois, and we need a kashrus that comes through ksiva and not a kashrus that comes through mechika. So he has to erase the whole regal, says the Mishnah Berurah, pei hei, a regal. Perish kuloi, bein behei, bein bekuf. He has to erase the entire regal, whether it's the hei or the kuf. Kevin Shanasa, the pistol, the hein, the beer luck. And the beer luck, he says that the truth is that there's really a little bit of a difference between the hei and the kuf. The hei, if you'll remember, we learned before, there's a machlokas, the rush hold, that the hei that dangles in the left side of the regal, the regal on the left side of the hay, which is hanging, so it doesn't need a shear. Even a mashu is still kasher. So according to that rush, he needs to erase the entire hay. Even if there's a mashu left, it's still a problem of psul, so he can't be meisif on that part that's possible. Yeah? So he has to erase the entire leg. Mashu in came the kuf does have some amount of a shear. So if he's gonna erase enough of the kuf that it'll be no longer a kuf. Like you see, I'll give you two pictures over here. Here you see that here he had his regal is attached. So it's not enough just to erase that one little part. He has to erase here enough that now you see how it's not sticking out. It's not connected the chaf over here anymore. It's lower. Or the other way, he could erase the gog. The Berlacha brings the Prima Gadim. But if he erases the gog to the extent that it's no longer that the leg is no longer inside the gog, it's sticking out from the outside, that also would be sufficient. So either way, if he erases here, he'll rewrite the leg, and if he erases the gog, then he'll rewrite the gog. That's clear? Okay, Gvaldik. So let's go further. Now we're up to the Mechaber again. The Mechaber is going further. We had now an example of a hay and a kuf, if the leg is touching the hay and the kuf. Now we talk about an aleph. There's the aleph, the tzura of an aleph, the etzim is like a vav in the middle, which we call the gog. And then you have two yuds. There's the yud on the top, and there's the yud on the bottom. Okay, you see over here, here's your vav, and then you see on the top a yud, and then over here you see here a bottom, a yud on the bottom. And the proper tzura of the yud is that the narrow part of the yud is what's supposed to be touching the middle part of the aleph. This is what we call the vav. That's supposed to be touching, and the same thing over here, the bottom one. And what we're going to be discussing is a problem if he didn't give it a tzura of a yud, if it doesn't have a goof and a regal. Yeah, if it's just one straight line that doesn't have a roish, it doesn't have a part that protrudes, so then that's going to be possible. So we're going to discuss what the ramifications of that psul, if he wrote it in that way, on the top or the bottom, and about erasing it and about adding to it. We'll see. So let's see the mechaber first. Im nogar regal ha'alef begag ha'alef. If the regal of the aleph is touching the gag of the aleph, so the regal is that the yud that we attach to the vav. If that's the gag, oi paneha, that's in the bottom. Oi paneha aleph, or the panim, the face of the aleph, which is the yud on top, is befanim begag, is touching the face of the gag, shetachter, that's underneath it, pasul. So that is pasul. And we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah that what that means is it doesn't have a head, it doesn't look like a yud, it's just a full straight line that's going straight into the gag. No, that's not a good example. That's the Ber Lecha. Here, this is the example. It's fully touching, and there's no head and regal of the yud. It's just one straight line coming out of the aleph. So that's a problem, whether it's on the top or the bottom. And now the Mechaber says a similar idea we just said before. Rintakana begerira lahafrida. It wouldn't be enough just to kind of cut away this part. You see how he has here the knife. He's to cut away this part that's attaching the gog to the regal, or that's attaching the punim to the gog, just to scrape away that part. That wouldn't be sufficient, because now that's the same idea, chak teiches. He's giving it the tzuras ha'alef by erasing the part that's connecting and taking away the tzura of the aleph. So vein tekana begrir la'afrida, that'd be kechak teiches. That's chak teiches. He's creating the tzura of the ois through erasure. Ella, what did he do? Yigrar kol mashenas the pisul. What he has to do is he has to erase everything that was written, the pisul. So he has to erase the entire regal, if that was what was puzzle, or he has to erase the entire panim, if that's what was puzzle. Yachzer v'yichtavena, and then he has to go back and write it again. Let's stop there for a second. We'll see the Hagah soon. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatin Pei Vov. The Gag Ha'alef, that the regal of the Aleph, the bottom yod is touching the Gag, the Vav, the crust part of the Aleph. The Ein Ha'yod Ha'elyayin V'tachtayin Liga Bagag, that the proper stir of the yod is that the yod on the bottom and the yod on the top should not be touching the gat. Ela bedakus shabahem. Only the small part, like we're calling the roish and the regal of the aleph, you have this wide part and then you have this narrow part. So the part that's supposed to be touching the gag is just this fine narrow part, the regal of the yod, and not the goof of the yod. Yeah, Kamoshi is Bayer the Kaman, but Mishnah Berurah, Simon and Vav will get there, the Zeth Hashem, but didn't he turn us Oisius the way that the Oisius is supposed to look? So every Yod has to have a goof, and then it has to have a regal. So the part of this olive that's attached to the part of the Yod that's attached to the olive is only the regal of the olive and not the goof of the olive. Paneha olive, this is on the top. Hainu a Yod Elyon, that's the Yod on top. Here the Mishnah Berurah explains clearly the way that I explained it to described it to you is that it's only going to be possible if the entire yud is attached to the gog. It means that there's no goof and regal, it's just one big straight line coming out of the aleph. But if it sticks out even a little bit, then it's no problem. So here's the picture in the Mishnah Berurah. You see that he made like a thick regal. See, even though it's not a nice aleph, it doesn't have like a nice yud on the top with a narrow regal, but lemaise, since there's some part of the goof of the aleph that's protruding beyond the connection to the god, so then that's kasha. Clear? This is kasher, even though it's not nice, but it is kasher, because lemaisa I have here the goof of the olive is protruding beyond the connection to the gog of the olive. Is that clear? Okay. Ve'eno dak karu'u, even though it's not as skinny as it should be, l'yoyfi aksiva, to be a nice, a beautiful olive, im nisha hefresh, if there's some separation between this part, this gog, and the part that's protruding, you see here a head that's sticking out, in the kachlum, it's no problem. Ain't tark shum tikkun, he doesn't have to fix it at all. It's mamish kasher. It's mamish kasher. It doesn't look as nice, but it's mamish kasher.
If he would want to make it nicer by cutting away so that tail would make it thinner, would that be okay, or would that be? Because it's already kosher, and it's just adding on to it, or is it like a cold pizza?
You want to know if he's cutting away from this thicker regal to make it look nicer,
like, even though
is that a problem of chaktachet? So halachically, it's no problem of chaktachet. If he wants to do it, he could. I mean, maybe it would look nicer, but it's not necessary. Halachically, it's not necessary, which would be a big nafkamin if he went further and later he was checking over it and he sees it doesn't look nice and he wants to make it a little more beautiful. There's no problem of kasidrin over here. The surah ha'ois is there. It has a shem ois aleph, kasher. For beautification, maybe he could do that. If he wants, he doesn't have to. Pekat. So we said that if it's completely attached, it's possible. And there's no etzah of scraping away to give it a tzura of a aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pekhez, Lafrida, Pirish Lahafrid as a Nagia, to separate the part that is connected, Lavada, by itself, Yishar Ha'oiz Mimela Karui, and then just by itself it's going to look nice, and we're not allowed to do that, because that's Takachach Taifis. Until now it didn't have Tzuras Ha'oiz, it was just one wide line. And now by erasing a part and making it so there's a regal and a gufa aleph, a gufa yud, so now it looks like a aleph, that's the problem, that's chaktik. Hey, Tez, last Mishnah Berurah here. Ella, what did he do? Is like we see here in the picture, he should erase the entire regal, and then he should rewrite it. Over here we have the panim, he should erase the entire panim here, and then he has to rewrite it. Yeah, clear? I know. He should erase the entire leg. It's not enough just for him to separate the regal from the aleph. Like over here, he has a thick aleph, the thick yud on the bottom. So maybe he'll just erase that whole part and then he'll write a connection. So that's not enough. Because since the whole bottom regal was written this full, he has to erase that entire part.
If he would leave it like this, with this thick part, he would leave it like a U, just a thick one. And if he would then write the next letter, does he have a proper flow procedure, and he has the succeeding letters that he will erase, and then he has to start?
Yeah, the question is if he wrote further before he fixed it, he has a problem with Shlok Hasidrin, is definitely a problem. Yeah, because since there's no Tzuras Ha'ois, and he has to write the Ois to make it proper, he needs a ksiva to make it proper, so then it's considered like writing the Ois out of order if he wrote further. So then you'd have to erase everything behind and then go back. And if you wrote a shame, then that's it. He's stuck. Yeah. Can use it. So in the middle of Petet over here, so he says, let's start again, Haino Shigra Regal Kula, you have to erase that entire bottom part. Loisagi Shiafrid a Regal Miala Aleph, it's not enough just to separate the part that's attached, Ajivatlenu Mitsuras Oif, Levad, until he makes it like it's not a Aleph anymore at all, and then he'll just continue writing for what he has left over. He can't do that. Kevin Zhenikzav Kola Regal Bifsul. Since the whole Regal was written Bifsul. So this concept we had a few times already, if a whole section of the Oif was written Bifsul, like we had the Mem, if he wrote the Vav and it connected on the top and the bottom, so he has to erase that whole Vav. Right, the whole Mem is a Nun and a Vav, we have to erase that whole Vav. We just mentioned earlier tonight, we had the Kuf, the regal of the Kuf was attached, or the regal of the Hay was attached. It's not enough just to erase the separation, you have to erase the whole thing. So that's the same concept here. This Aleph, the whole part of the Aleph, the whole regal that was written, has to go. The Kain benidbak Yud Sha'al Aleph Begag, Shtaktah, we grew, Kola Yud Elokhoizvei Mechadish. Same thing on the top. Just like we said on the bottom, he has to raise the entire regal. So the top all he has to raise the entire top. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring a separate issue, which is like this. What happens? We have a concept that if it was written b'sul, so then he has to erase everything that was written b'sul. Let's say that this yud here, he wrote the whole thing attached to the gog. So that certainly the yud is puzzle, right? But then he wrote further. He wrote the gog, and then he wrote the yud on the bottom. What's with those ois yud? When I say, the way that this aleph is, it's a pasul aleph. So on the one hand, we could say, well, everything that was written afterwards was written b'sul. Or we could say that, no, we look at each part separately. The gog he wrote properly, it just happens to be that before he wrote, the yod on top was pasul. And the yod on bottom was written properly, it just happens to be the yod on top is pasul. So do we look at each section by itself? Or do we say that everything that was written after there was a part of it that's puzzle, the whole thing is puzzle? So the Mishnah Berurah until now was assuming you could just erase the top and then rewrite the top. Fine. And that's enough. And then now he's going to bring that there are machmirim that say that no, that once you start, once you have ois, it's puzzle, and everything you write afterwards is also puzzle. Now he's going to have to erase everything. Since he wrote the top in a way that's puzzle, so everything he wrote afterwards is puzzle, he's going to have to erase the bottom and the middle. He's going to have to erase it. That's what we're up to. Yesh machmirim, there are machmirim. The Rav is in liquid. That if it's attached with the time that he's writing, ligur kol aleph, that he has to raise now the entire aleph from top to bottom. Avur zeh, because of this, ki mimeila nikta abakakak shar ha'oiz b'ftul, then automatically the whole oiz is written b'ftul. Ha'idei zeh, fine. Ak v'di'evet tarik iyon im yesh lahakmir b'zeh, kamo shikasav yivir lach. So you have your amach loikis. The Iker Svara, we just finished Sivka and Peitech. The Iker Svara, the Machlokas of the Mishnah Berurah, of the Yesh Machmir, the Mishnah Berurah, is, can we look at an Ois separately? If you remember, we had before, the Machaber said that if he wrote the Mem, so the Mem has two parts. There's a Nun, yeah, and then there's a Vav that you attach in front of the Nun. So we said over there, at the bottom of the Vav, it's stuck to the bottom of that Nun, so then the whole Vav is possible. You raise the Vav, the Nun is Kasher, because the Nun was written already by Kasher. But the Mechaber said that, let's say he wrote a Reish, yeah, and in one Ksiva, he made it too long, or let's say he made it like a Dalet, the case of the Mechaber is a Dalet. He made the top extend out a little bit, and then it came down. So instead of looking like a Reish, it looked like a Dalet. Now there, the Mechaber says, it's not so Pashut, to just erase the bottom of the reish, yeah, or just erase the top of the reish, because since he did it all in one maise ksiva, so then we look at it like it's all together. So the shaila is over here, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that since this aleph is written in sections, he didn't write it all in one ksiva, he wrote it in sections. First he wrote a yud, and then he wrote the vav on a diagonal, and then he wrote the yud on the bottom. Even though everything after the yud was written, the psul, he had here a possible yud, and then he wrote the vav afterward, and then he wrote the yud afterward. So everything after this top yud was possible, but lemaise, it wasn't one maise ksiva. Huh? You can't do it in one maise. That's right. You can't do it in one maise ksiva. So maybe we could look at each section of the aleph separately. That was the question of Mishnah Berurah, that he has a whole long arichas in the Be'er Lacha. That's what you should do. You should look at each part separately. And the Machmirim said that, no, here, the reason why you were Machmir over there was because we were being Machmir to say that when it's all done in one time, then it makes it possible. But here, we have to be Machmir the other way, that since it's all done, since we started with a psul, everything that's done afterwards, we have to assume is also possible. Now, the Mishnah Berurah seems like he wants to be, he seems to be inclined to be Mekel. The bottom, he's going to have to erase everything. What do you mean by fix?
This could be fixed because it was.
Oh, yeah, that's what you mean.
Kosher,
yeah.
The other way around,
that's right. If he made a mistake in the bottom yod, then all he needs to do is just correct the bottom yod. If he made a mistake on the top yod, then he'll have to raise everything. According to the Machmirim, he has to raise everything. Yeah. So that's the Be'er Lacha seems to be inclined to be Mekel. And the Sefer Mishnah Sefer, which just a second, and Sefer Mishnah Sefer, which is a Sefer in Safras, which was written on the Ksaf Sefer, Halach Lamai Sefer Sefer. So he says that the Maskana of the Achronim is not like the Be'er Lacha, and that you have to be Machmir. He brings the Chazanish, and he brings other poskim that the Lamai Sefer has to be Machmir. Yeah, you had a question?
But even according to the Machmirim, you could, the bottom yud, you could fix, because what was written before was...
Definitely.
So even according to the Machmirim, you could...
Even the Machmirim, yeah. And
everything else, no.
And even in this case, where the Machmirim say you just have to raise the whole oil.
Yeah.
There's still a way to fix it. Let me tell you one more interesting thing over here, is that the Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah said, if the Aleph is connected. So if you notice in the pictures, he made it all the same way, that there's with one straight line coming out of the aleph. You saw this, that it's all completely attached. It's a straight line coming out. The Be'er Lacha differentiates that. Let's say the top aleph has to have. We make it like a yud. So a yud has the goof of the ois, and then it has the regel on the right side. That regel attaches to the gog. A small line that comes out of the goof of the ois. Now, but on the left side, the Rabbeinu Tam says there's a kites, There's a little tiny line that comes down on the left side that's smaller, it's thinner, it's shorter than the regal on the right side of the yud. Now, they do the same thing by the aleph. Now, the problem is, this could happen, it's very common that the sefer, he makes the aleph parallel, the yud is going parallel with his gog, and he has this little kite that comes out on the left side, it could attach to the gog. Now, the problem is like this, so it's attached. Then the sheet of puzzle. So the Bir Lacha brings from Nagan Avram that since the kite is not the Iker Surah of the Ois Yud, the Rebbein and Tom holds you have to make it, and Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's not Ma'akev. Even though maybe the Chazon Ish holds it is Ma'akev, it's not Poshet. But Al Kapanim, the Mishnah Berurah himself, like the Nagan Avram, holds that since it has the Surah of the Ois, so Mimela, that it could be erased. Even though it's connected to the Aleph, He doesn't have to erase the entire yud. He could just erase where it's attached to the gog. Yeah, there are chulkim, and by a sefer Torah, a sefer would be better for him to erase the whole top. But al kopanim by tefillin and mezuzah, since you can't, you have a problem with kesidrin. So then, if he went vayter, then it's enough to erase the connection. If he didn't go vayter, it would be better to erase the whole thing. Yeah, that's a repair. So that's right.
The last couple of weeks, not allowed to repair.
Because this is the one exception to the rule that you can make a correction even after you wrote further is if the Iker Tzuras Ois is there. If it looks like olive, so then this little line that's the Kites of the Yud doesn't okay, that's right. That he could erase. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the Mishnah Sefer just says a very interesting halacha is that if this kite is not a tiny thin line the way you have here in the picture, if it's as thick as the regal of the aleph, so then it looks like a ches. And he says that's a different ois completely, and then that he says has to be erased. The whole top yud will have to be erased in that case. Okay, let's go further. Now we have one last point here in this din, hagah. We're talking about the yud of the aleph. So now there's a bunch of ois that have an aleph attached to another letter, and all the same halakhas that we just discussed of the aleph will apply to them. Kena din b'yudei, the yudim of Hashin, of the shin, of ha-tzadik, and the tzadik, v'ha-ayin, and the ayin, v'ha-pey, and the pey, im nagu b'guv ois, yesim imakam dibukam. If they touch the ois more than they're supposed to touch. So you see over here, shin, ayin, pey, yeah. Yeah, they all sure. This is, you have to be a professional here. Yeah. So Lamaisi look like this. So you have here a yud. He's showing you really a Mishnah Berurah we'll see in a minute, even if the part where it's attached is thicker, as long as there's a head on it. But you see here, if it has a tzur of a yud, a head and a tail, then it's kasher. If it's straight like this, if it doesn't have a head, it's just a straight connection to the bottom. Sorry, I'm not showing you so nicely. Here, like this. So then, that's puzzle. Here, it has a head. It's kasher. Here, it's straight to the ice. It's puzzle. Here, also, it has a little bit of a head, even though the leg is thick. And here, it's straight to the ice. It's puzzle. That's the same with the shin, the tzaddik, the ayin.
All this is correct?
On the bottom part here is correct. On the top is puzzle, because he doesn't have the tzuras ice. It's all one straight line. Yeah? It's all one straight line. That's puzzle. Let's see that Mishnah Berurah that you'll understand better with appreciate what he's doing in the picture here. Sif Katan Tzadik. Dainu Shayud Nasa Kav Yasher. It's one straight line. You don't have the Tzur of Yud. You don't have the head and then the tail. Aval in Mazik im Nis Ava Kav Mad. But it doesn't bother us if the leg, this tail is thick a little bit, right? Like you see here in the picture, it's not really a nice shin. Usually it's a very thin line connecting the head and the goof of the shin.
So this is not correct?
This is cut. It's not normal, but it's kasher. It's normally thinner.
So it has to be thinner to this guy.
Normally it's thinner. Yeah, that's right. It would be normally thinner. All these left sides are showing the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's thick, but it's still kasher. Keep my hand. Yeah, you see here you have a pay. You see how thin it is here?
Yeah.
And over here. And the shin off. Oh, there you go. So you have a shin and a pay. Yes, you see here it's nice and thin, and that's the way it's supposed to look. This is nice and thin. This is nice and thin. You see over here, and the shin is is out of proportion. Here also, that's much thicker. It's out of proportion.
Is it different whether there's a point or a line?
Yeah, some do flat on the bottom of the fishing, and some make a point. Also, if they do flat, and it doesn't matter halakhically. It's just the beauty of the different style. I think so. We'll see if that's in the Tzuras HaYosef, but I don't think that's not it. It comes to a point with it's flat on the bottom. Okay, terrific. We finished this. No, one more tzidkan, tzadik aleph. Hapei, v'uad din im regla smoli shel atav, not the yasher. Oh, okay, we have one more here, the tav. That normally a tav has to have a regal that protrudes to the outside of the ice. So what he did is he just made one flat, wide line here. And you see how it just comes straight down, doesn't come out, doesn't swing out to the outside. So now what he really has to do is he has to erase this whole regal and write it nicely, a nice thin line, and come out like that. Fine. Let's see that in the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu adinim regal asmoli shel tav na'aseh yasher, if it's straight, well, yetzei l'mata l'chuta, if on the bottom it doesn't stick out, then it's also pasul. V'ayin b'levushi sran, the levushi sran had a kasha. Shenisha b'tarach iyun. I don't understand. Lama tarach kol greira. Why does he have to erase the tav? Why do you have to erase his whole leg? Just he has here a leg already. Just make it stick out. Give it a boot. Yeah. Why does he have to erase the leg and rewrite the whole thing? There's no problem. I don't need any gray. That's a kasha. Scrape it away. Yeah. He's saying that the same halakha that we said until now of the yudim of the aleph of the shin of the tzadik of the ayin, you have to erase that whole yud and start over again. It's the same thing by the tav. He says, I don't understand. What's the problem? Here, the tav is just one straight line, so just extend to give it a boot, and it's kasher. So that's the kasher. V'yave ma'at as yod, shin. Just a second, I skipped here. V'ayim b'levushi sraj and isha b'tarakion. He's left by a kasher. Lama tara grey reklaw. Why do you have to erase it whatsoever? Yam shekachakach v'yave ma'at as yod shin. Okay, same with the shin is also the same thing. In other words, here, I have here a pasul of shin, right? You see how there's no tzura of a yud. I don't have any parts sticking out. So just make a little part sticking out, and it'll be kosher. Might have to erase the whole thing and rewrite it.
So that's the easy life.
That's right, easy life. That's right. Same thing with the aleph. You see, I have here a thick straight line. So just put a little bit of a part sticking out. And then it'll be kosher. It'll have a thick leg. It's not. We said it's kosher if it has a thick leg. It doesn't look so nice, but it's kosher. Same thing here. Just make a little bit of a point of sticking out, and now I have a tzura of aleph. So why do I have to erase the whole thing and then rewrite it? Just add a little bit. So he says it's tzarech iyun. He doesn't know why the mechaber had to say this. The ave ma'ad as yod hashin ad shi'a kahoygen v'ken kai gavne b'regol tav ayin sham ken mashma primagadim b'mishpulit tzav. There's a help with an aleph also. So there's a kasha. Fine. Ayin sof divrei levushi strad. The levushi strad wants to answer it a little bit that maybe there wasn't room. So her, the Mishnah Berurah, is not so happy with that teretz because you can answer that for the tav. But for the other oisiyahs, like let's say the aleph over here, where the place where he needs to write it, okay, the answer is because the gag is in the way. The point is that there has to be, he doesn't have room by the shin to stick in a little extra or by the aleph. There's no room to put it. That was a teretz of levushi strad. But technically, he also, he really should be able to just extend it with a little bit more ink. What calls us like Now, until now, we've just been discussing the halakha of the ois itself. Can you erase part of it? Can you not erase part of it? How much do you have to erase? Could you write a little bit more, extend it? But this is all about the ois itself. If he wrote further, we have a problem with Shloka Sidra. Kol zeh kishaloi kasav teva shachar zeh. He didn't write the words that are further. The Yivlam Haki, but if not so, b'vaday loy mahani tikun latav, then he certainly can't fix this tav or any of the other letters, chagavna, mishum shloka Sidra, because it's written out of order. Kevin she'en boi atatzura tav, because it doesn't look like a tav. Clear? Let's go further. Your test. No halakha. Completely different idea over here. Before we start writing the tefillin and mezuzahs, we have to say, l'shem kedushas tefillin, l'shem kedushas mezuzah. And that gives a kedusha to the ksiva. And then there's another kedusha. The kedusha is hashemais, that by each shame he has to say that he's writing with kedushas hashem that he's writing. So let's see. The mechaber betchilas haksiva, before he starts writing, yoimar befiv, he has to express with his mouth, ani koisev l'shem kedushas tefillin, I'm writing l'shem kedushas tefillin. Novadza, aside from this kavana, this expression, b'chol pam, every single time, shekoisev azkara, he writes one of Hashem's names that are have a kedusha, tarech loimar shekoisev l'shem kedushas hashem. He has to say that he's writing it l'shem kedushas hashem, haga. Now, what happens if he didn't have kavana? So the mechaber is mashma, that too bad, it's not kasher. Says, haga yesh emrim desagi kishemachashev shekoisev azkarois l'shman, that since he already had kavana by at the beginning of the ksiva, l'shem kedushas tefillin, so then it's not ma'akev if he doesn't say the word l'shem kedushas this shame. It's enough to think it as he's writing the shame. That's sufficient since he did say the words at the beginning of his writing that he's writing Hashem Kedushas Tefillin, and then he thought that he's writing a shame of Hashem, so then it's kosher without actually saying Hashem Kedushas Hashem. And if he didn't say at the beginning, or if he didn't think as he was writing the shame, then it's definitely possible even according to the Ramah. One more halacha. Okshaba l'nam name, if a person is falling asleep, well, yichtoiv, then he shouldn't write, enu kaisiv az the kavana, because then he's not writing with kavana. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Tzadik Beis. Te'im yeh af ois achash, eloi nechtav the shame to fill in puzzle. If even one ois is not written the shame, because it's fill in, it's puzzle. Loi mahani ha'avar as kol mizlashma, he can't write over the letters again, lashma, he has to write. So the first ksiv has to be l'shma. Tchilas, what does the mechaber mean when he says when he starts? Or it's a moment, tchilas kol parsha. So what's... Okay, it's true, it is very hard. Meikar, then he has to think it, he has to say it at the beginning of the ksiva, and then even if he got distracted in the middle, it's not ma'akev. That's the chazanish says. Yeah, sure. The kedusha. Well, I have a safe room to do that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I have a safe room to tell you every time I change the temperature. Good job. So let's see. So he says at the beginning when he starts writing, it's a lama. Tchilas called Parshia is Yomar. Ani crazy Parshia is Elul Hashem. So he has to say this. I'm writing Hashem Kedusha Tefillin. Mahani is that. Oh, so he's saying what he's distinguishing over here is that even if he took a break, he has to say at the beginning of these Parshias, and then once he started these Parshias, Hashem Kedusha Tefillin, everything is automatically goes from his start. So even if he did other things in between, it's kosher. And then he says, really, be better. If before each parsha, each time he's writing, he should say l'shem kedushas tefillin. Mahani zeh midina filim hifsek bein a parshias. Even if he made a hifsek, how can we call him tov yoseh shemer tchilas kol parsha? Each time that he's writing, or maybe he just means at the beginning of each parsha, he should say this l'shem kedushas tefillin. Tzadik gimel aksiva nira duah din b'tikun ha'aisyais anifradais, that when he's fixing the aisyais, that anifradais, we didn't have this case yet. But there's such a halacha that, let's say he wrote a shin, that the yod of the shin is not attached to the goof. I don't see it I have over here. Okay, he didn't make a picture of this. So just the shin has the yod and then it attaches, right? So let's say that there's a hair's breadth, it's not attached. So it looks like a shin, just isn't connected by a hair's breadth. So that's if a tinuk would read it as a shin, it's kosher, and it's not kosher, but you can fix it, even if you wrote later. It's one of the exceptions to the shalik hasidron. So the Mishnah Berurah here is saying that ksiva, since that's making it into a kosher ois, has to be written with shame kedushas tefillah. Nira duadin betikon ha'isiyos and ifrod ois, it's separated, it's not attached to the goof of the ois, shatarik lishman, since they're puzzled without connecting it, the Ein Aleihem Tzuras Oisias Karui. So even though it's not a problem with Shal Kesidron, but it is called Ksiva that needs to be written in the Shema. Tzadik Dalid. Yoyma, he should say it. Vim Acher Kesev. If somebody else is taking over, the one person wrote half the tefillin and the other person writes the other half, so then the second person has to say again the same Kedusha. Tefillin, Tzarek Gamhu, Loimar Kain, Abba Emsa Kedushim Avkal, even though it's in the middle of the tefillin since he's starting. The Phoebe has to express it clearly, V'leisagi Gamal Akshava, Af B'diyavit. He can't even think it, even B'diyavit is not sufficient to just think it. Ayin V'Kedusha B'Kiv Eger, Tzarek Vav, Ani Kaysev. He has to say, I'm writing this, the same Kedusha tefillin. Yesh Kazvo, Shenachon Yomar Az Gamkein, V'Kol Az Karish Shaboy L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. That just like at the beginning, he says he's writing it, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, so he should also mention that he's writing it, all the Shemas that he's going to write, he's writing L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. This is a Taz. That Al Kapanim, if he'll forget Chas V'Shalom to think or to say the same Kedushas as Karas later, so at least he said this at the beginning, he could be Semech on that Bidi Evid. The Shem Yishkach Achakach Mekadesh Hashem B'mkaimai. Ayin Berlacha, he says that even though it's a machlokas, but the Yevid, you could be samech on it, because there's another svara to be mitzaref with it. Tzadik Zayin. B'chol Pam, every time he writes Hashem, he has to say that it's Hashem Kedushas Hashem. B'mkaisei Bezes Karas Bli Hefzeg Dai B'kiddush Echad. If he writes two names in a row, it's enough to say once, Hashem Kedushas Hashem. Tzadik Ches, B'tzkilas HaKtziva. When he first starts writing, Shu Kaisiv L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, he has to say it's L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Ma'av Zulay Hizkir B'tchila Kedushas Hazkaroi, even if he didn't say in the beginning, the Kedushas Hazkaroi is Sagi, Yimikol Mokam Hari Hizkir L'Shem Kedusha. Since he said Kedusha, so the Ramah holds that he doesn't need to say the Kedushas Hashem B'dievid by each shame. It was enough at the beginning, he said L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin to cover his basis. That's a Ramah. Aval im gam betchila lehizkir b'feirish, rak b'machshava ba'alma. If he didn't say at the beginning of his writing, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, he only thought it, or oisha atza lekidish esaz karoi, tefillah b'machshava, or he didn't even realize he was writing Hashem's name when he's writing it, even if he said it at the beginning, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, then tefillah b'di'evid le'yatza, it's not good, even b'di'evid, one more sefkatan, tefillah b'di'evid, we said that b'di'evid, you can be meiko. That this is a din a lot with Chachila. Every time a sefer writes Hashem's name, he has to say Hashem Kedushas Hashem. Afilu im Omar b'tchila zaksiva. Even if he said at the beginning the Taz is Eitza v'kol Azkara Shaboy, that he's writing Hashem Kedushas all the Azkaros. That's only b'di'evid. The Chachila he has to write each shame after saying Hashem Kedushas Hashem. Kein Pasko Achranim, that's halakha l'maisi.